was now blowing from the far shore, and the sky had clouded over. Saskia shivered. The town was no longer visible behind her, and she could see nothing ahead but ice. As she strode on over the lake, Saskia thought of the little figures in the toy town back home. Her favorite was a family called Petrov, with two children, a boy and a girl. She and Pieter put them through all kinds of adventures and traumatic experiences, including a fire and an earthquake. The boy, Boris, was the hero of most of these escapades. The girl, Anna, the coper, the nurse, the cook. Saskia liked her practical strength. Pieter often pretended that he didn't really care about the Petrovs and their adventures. But he spent as much time as Saskia thinking up scenarios and acting them out. The senior Petrovs were distant figures, often away at work or outside gardening. One of the best things about the toy town was that Boris and Anna did not have to go to school. Saskia stopped and shielded her eyes. Ahead, in the far distance, tiny black specks were appearing. She walked on at a faster pace. Her watch told her that she had been walking for